Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 448, top of the day to you, Gary.
Top of the day, back to you.
Do you like my hand gestures?
That's very wild. I thought a plane was coming in and you were steering it.
Come on in. Come on. Did you notice I have brand new shoes on?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
They have that smell of just out of the box.
Doc Martin.
Oh, the doctor. The good doctor.
The good Dr. Martin. But they look like Blundstones.
I thought they were Blunnies.
They're on sale for $99.
Bargain.
For Dr. Martens.
Are you sure they're not secondhand?
They look very new for secondhand, so I'm wearing them in.
Right.
You know how, do you remember the beginning of every school year?
Mm.
That last week you had to wear your school shoes around the house. It was an unfair reminder that school was going back.
Mm. Not only did you have to go back to school, but for the week before that you had to wear new shoes around the house. Mum, it's January. I don't want to wear shoes.
And then Mum would also sew our school uniform, the summer one, obviously not the winter one. Obviously. But now that I think about it, why was that obvious? But I don't know. So we had to try on them.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for the pins.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch you come to that on television. Leave me alone. Please don't make me wear this.
Can I just share the burden of being the middle child?
Oh, here we go.
I got the hand-me-downs. But by the time youngest child, oh, no, they're too thin. We'll get you new ones. Excuse me? I'm sorry, what? So these two, both of them get new and I have to wear secondhand. Oh.
It's so unfair.
I know.
I really.
Masha, Masha, Masha.
Exactly. I was like, I really believe now that the Brady Bunch was sort of the most realistic program in the world.
Absolutely.
Because it had 100% one storyline.
Masha, Masha, Masha.
I think the first movie made more of a deal of it. I think the actual show, the movie was so funny.
That was so funny.
It's still funny. I watched it recently.
Oh.
Still good.
The second movie is also hilarious.
That was good. Do you remember it had, I can't remember the actor's name, but he was the first husband of Carol.
Yes.
He was like lurking. And they went to Hawaii, which was also, it was a wonderful couple of episodes in the actual series.
They did a double episode in Hawaii.
Might have been
a triple. And they did a double in the Grand Canyon.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they were gold.
So good.
It's just so weird.
Do you remember the beginning of the episode? They're on the set in the house, and the dad, what's his name?
Mike
and Greg have normal hair, like the hair that we are used to seeing them with. And then they're in Hawaii suddenly, perm.
No, as someone, you can't tell this now, but you knew me before. I had massively curly hair.
Yeah.
If they filmed that in the studio, that. Like being out in Hawaii,
humidity.
Would have humidity.
Yes.
Yes, that wasn't perm. That was real.
I always think about Monica from Friends. That's what I'm like, oh, that's what happened.
Yeah.
They just gave up. And then they just
let it go.
Every
wild.
Episode after that, they're like, yeah, that was a good look.
Yeah, actually, it's very look. 70s, so we're going to keep it. It's very fro.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, quiz later.
Oh, it's quiz mania.
Right up your alley.
Ho,
Australian TV shows from the 1980s. So we'll obviously get through it really quickly.
Right. Yes, yes, yes. I'm ready. Sometimes I wonder what. Also, I haven't started yet. Sorry.
Probably one of the. I'm Probably. Not sure. I've had a skim. I didn't write them.
Oh.
ChatGPT did.
ChatGPT is our friend.
But I have looked at the final one, which is a bonus, and I was like, that's far too easy for you. So there's a bonus one.
Right,
and
okay.
That's a challenge, and I reckon you can do
harder.
It.
You
yeah, okay. All right. I can't be bothered to do any news because at the moment we've got a Massaman beef curry cooking.
It smells delicious.
Rice is already cooked. We've had to stop eating the pate and camembert.
That was a challenge.
It was a sacrifice.
And if you hear crunching, you know that we failed at that.
And you've brought a pav.
Oh, I just whipped it up. Just something I whipped
just
up.
Just something
at home.
I do.
Just something I
yeah,
did.
I was bored today.
Just yeah, I had nothing to do. So I just whipped up my fourth one this week.
Fourth?
I got some spare egg yolks. Because the lemon tree is fruiting.
Oh.
So we're making lemon butter, which is the yolks. So the whites are sitting there. So yes, it's the fourth.
Your hands are tied. There's nothing you can
what
do.
Can I do?
You're going to do it.
I know. It's a burden.
It's really sad.
And then I have to eat them.
Gonna have to.
It's a burden.
I'll help you.
Oh, thank
that's
you so
what
much.
Are for.
Oh. Thank you for being a friend.
Dude, Speaking of friends, there's no Dale, there's no Stephanie, and there's no Allison. He's
abandoned.
Well, we may or may not have asked them.
We might not have
asked because of the food, obviously. More for us. You've watched a couple of things live.
I have.
I've watched a sequel of a film that I'm sure we saw together. I'm absolutely convinced.
Mm-hmm.
So should we get into
we
it?
We did see a lot of films together.
Yeah, we watched a lot. It was good fun.
It was good.
And do you remember last time you were on, we were like, we should do that again.
Yeah.
And
do you know what we've done? No, we haven't.
Done a single thing about that. But maybe we will in the next.
We should do that again.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, let's do it
again.
Okay,
we'll definitely do it. All right, now it's time to get into the watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
I want to know what you've seen live.
Live, I've seen two stage shows. So I went and saw Anastasia.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen Come Alive.
Now, you know when I heard Anastasia, you knew that I thought it was a musical about the singer, right?
Yes, yes. I'm Out of Love, Set Me Free. Yeah. I was waiting for the song. I got to the end and she still hadn't sung
What's
it.
Happened? What's going
What's
on?
What's going on?
What is it?
Do you not know?
This is why I bought the ticket.
I'm waiting for her.
I want my money.
I've got tight jeans and a big – no.
She always had the glasses, the tinted glasses, because it was like the late 90s, early 2000s.
I think so.
I had to. Mm-hmm. I think even Destiny's Child were wearing them for a while, right?
Yes, with the big hoop earrings.
Yes. It was a good look.
Oh, it's a massive look. I'm surprised it never lasted.
Are you one of those people, because I was, when Anastasia first came onto the scene, I thought she was Taylor Dane back again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? The voice is almost identical.
Mm-hmm.
But we probably can't tell them that, right?
No, I don't think we'd want to tell them that.
So what is the actual Anastasia stage production that you watched?
A remake of the Disney movie.
Okay.
But they've changed a lot.
I don't think I've seen it.
It came out, as I say every time on the show, I was worked in a video store in the 90s.
Yes.
It came out after then.
Okay.
So I hadn't seen it, but I vaguely knew that, I knew the story that the Tsar was killed in the revolution.
That's right.
And all the daughters were killed and the son.
Yep.
But one of the daughters potentially was still alive.
That's Anastasia.
Anastasia.
That's quite a heavy story for a Disney movie.
Well, Disney, they changed it to the bad. He was Rasputin.
Oh, okay.
And he had a talking animal or something like every other Disney movie where there's a talking animal. It's very funny.
What animal was it? Like a weasel or something?
Oh, yeah,
that's what
probably.
I'm imagining, you know, something like that.
And there was hilarity in there and Rasputin was Rasputin and casting spells.
I've got the song in my head.
Yeah, and it was all very Disney-esque.
Mm.
Changed and they have got heavier.
Okay.
And there's actually a baddie from the communists. They're not Nazis over there. The socialists. No, they're not socialists.
Before.
No, so they've done the thing.
Oh, okay. That's
families
happened.
Died.
Okay.
And that was done in a delicate but very Disney way of, they're just not here anymore.
Yeah.
We did refer to them. there was no blood on stage. Let's put it out there. But this. The man is in uniform, he's in the military, and his father was one of the ones that killed the family.
Okay.
And his job was to go and find this person who's out there.
Right.
There's rumors, and they might come and take the crown back of the Tsar.
So let's get the royal family back together
so
again.
So you'll get the team back together. Oh, it's so Disney. It's fun. There's depth to it because that's quite heavy and heavier than the movie was.
Yeah.
But the songs are great. The story's easy. I mean, it's still Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Costumes are outstanding. One of the big actors in the show is Rhonda Birchmore. I always tend to go on the day that the person of the big name isn't there. I saw 9 to 5 when Casey Donovan wasn't there. I'm like, I've volunteered before. Mm. So, but you know what? Whenever that happens, the fillings are always just as good.
Yes. I saw Hamilton twice and I can't remember which order. I saw the fill-in and then the actual proper.
Of Hamilton.
Yeah, of Hamilton. Yes. And they were both great.
I think I saw the same too.
Did we go together? Probably.
We definitely went at least once. Yes, because we sat right at the back because tickets were so hard and I paid a lot of money. Yes. Yeah. And then we went, it's a good show. Entertaining, fun. I mean, I don't know that I could sing a song from it now.
Yeah, okay.
And I think I read online that of the original dozen songs, only about five are still in there. They've remade a few. But it's fun. The sets are good. As I said, the sets are good. The costumes are great. The main girl is outstanding.
Really good.
And the guy who is like the main fella
yeah.
who's trying to get her to pretend to be the princess, but she isn't. He's really good too.
So who would have Rhonda Birch? Who is Rhonda Birchmore playing that you didn't see her play?
So the story is they need to go and meet Anastasia's the Tsarina is the wife of the Tsar, yep. so the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother
mm-hmm.
is over in royalty okay. in Europe.
Safe.
Which, yes, she's from okay. another royal family.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And so the goal is to get to the empress because she'll – and then we meet the empress and the empress is like, oh, another one pretending to be my granddaughter. Right, another one pretending. So she's very cold.
Mm.
And Rhonda Birchmore plays the role of the countess, who is the lady in waiting to the empress, who is just, you know, answers the door, answers the phone, okay. opens the mail, and says, okay. no, you can't see her.
Mm.
So she's the gatekeeper.
Yep.
Who's very sassy and coincidentally was the love interest to one of the fellas who's bringing Anastasia over. It was fun.
That sounds fun. Did you go during the school holidays or did you go before?
Yes, I didn't realize that it was school holidays when I went. So that mm-hmm. was something I probably could have looked into a little bit more.
Because it would have been packed, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there were a couple of people, you know, when you're sitting there, the songs come on and a song comes from behind you. You're like, I know
that's
you're.
Cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It's really cute.
So that was fun. Song. Second thing I saw was Come Alive. Now, Come Alive is one of the big songs from The Greatest Showman.
Oh, yeah.
And so what they've done, this is very different to what I've just spoken about. The Greatest Showman is, as we know, Hugh Jackman, yep. or as my nephews like to call him when they were 6 years old, Jack Human.
It's really funny.
I haven't had enjoyed that.
No, I enjoy that. That's good.
And there's a set story there, yep. which I won't go into. I'm sure most people have seen the show, seen the movie. They really, it's a stage show, but it's a circus show.
Yep.
In the arena. When yep. I say the arena, it's not enormous. It's and so you're all sitting all around them and they're coming in from all four sides.
Fun.
But it's really a circus show. And so what they've done is it's a pretty different story, but they're just using the songs in a different order and they're just threading it all together. So they'll come out and there'll be acrobats and there's trapeze and there's walking the tightrope and there's juggling and but there's a lot of physical activity, so jumping, somersaults, lifting, throwing, flipping, that sort of stuff.
Is it all – like are they all dressed up like of that period that the
they're
film
all dressed
set
up
in, like in the movie?
No.
They're not being like Cirque du Soleil, right?
It's more contemporary.
Oh, okay.
But they're not Cirque du Soleil, no.
Okay.
There's a lot of flesh being shown.
Yep.
But they're on stage quite a lot and then there's a handful of people that come out and do – so the main people are singing, so there's a ringmaster, I don't know what you could call them. There's a number, and then there's a story about a girl who – they've threaded this story and it's quite annoying, but, you know.
Stop with the story.
But there's being the songs are in there. Yeah. They're in a good – they're in a different order. It's fine. They sing well. There are four singers that come out. They're like a choir, but they're four and
they don't do any
singers.
Acrobat?
No.
Okay, they're just they're the vocals.
They're just the vocals, but they're dressed up. They're looking mighty fine. The costumes are great. It's visually outstanding.
So where was that?
That's in at whatever we call Fox Studios.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be.
Park,
Entertainment Quarter?
Entertainment Quarter.
Like that,
so it's in there. I think it's got a bit more to go.
Okay.
Likewise, went on school holidays, hadn't realised it.
Okay.
So I took my nephew to one and my niece to another.
Who do you think enjoyed it the most, whichever one they went to?
I think the niece enjoyed it because she's just finished a sports degree at uni
mm-hmm.
and I think she just – and she did it in the US.
Yeah.
And so she's very aware of the whole – what do they do in the US where they do the – not the prom, what's the – where they do the – cheerleader.
Oh,
so
yeah,
being at uni
yeah.
over there or college,
yeah.
she's just well attuned to the whole cheerleader
yeah,
thing
right.
and this is very in tune with that.
Okay.
So she – But having said that, mind if you had a good time on the other show too.
Great. Well, I watched the movie called Slick, which is the sequel of Getting Square.
Getting Square.
Which we saw.
Yes. It's set in Gold Coast.
Yep, on the Gold Coast.
Edgerton was in it.
Yes. Oh, no, it was Sam Worthington.
Oh.
Sam Worthington. Gary Sweet's in it. Of course, David Wenham is Spit. Did I say Split? I meant Spit. He plays Johnny.
Spiteri.
Yeah, Spiteri. Yes. That's right. Yeah, he plays him. And just
beautiful mullet. Beautiful mullet.
He grew it out again. And what the best bit? So this new one called Spit. He is picked up. He's been arrested in London for trying to sell stuff like counterfeit Disney toys. Mm-hmm. And he's sent back to Australia because he's outstayed his visa by 13 or 20 odd years or whatever since whenever
he probably only bought a one-way ticket.
That's right. So he's back, but he can't prove because he's on a fake passport, so he can't prove who he actually is. So he ends up in the detention centre, makes friends with a whole heap of people. He's teaching them his version of English, which is, as you can imagine, amazing.
Yes, quite amazing.
I don't think I saw him in any other footwear but those thongs.
It'd be the same pair too.
Ah, amazing.
I'm just giggling accent. At the thought of it. He's just, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, nah, yeah, yeah. Somebody sort of says to him in the detention centre, so do you have any family? Why are you still here? And he goes, oh, yeah, like I've got a sister, but I've not seen her for ages, eh? Yeah.
That's exactly how he talks.
Pretty good. We all have relatives. Like we've all got relatives.
Yeah, I'm just giggling at the thought of it, yeah.
So the problem was I couldn't find a version of Getting Square. I couldn't find it streaming anywhere and I didn't want to pay for it. I'm not paying to watch it. I'm already paying for other things. So I thought, now I'm going to have to use my memory to see what I remember because Spit is on Netflix. I'm like, Netflix, why don't you have?
I think I have it on DVD.
Okay, you've got to watch it.
Okay.
Okay, and then tell me all about it.
I don't know that I've got a DVD player.
It's true. That's a good point. Yeah, laptops don't have DVD drives anymore.
Let me think about it. I'll have to look into it.
I bet you anything there's a video player somewhere in the house though.
There's a video player at my mum's, but a DVD player? No.
Oh, okay. Well, they do kind of sort of fill you in, but at the same time I'm thinking.
I just want to watch it because I don't know how fun it is.
This one's a little feel good, but also there's still ridiculousness. Because remember Getting Square was a touch of the – it was almost a bit Guy Ritchie-ish.
Yes.
But Australian.
Yes.
Very Australian.
Odd, but yes, yes.
So he was a like a really sort of lower drug dealer.
But not. He's
but
just,
not really. He's just a bit of a loser.
He's just a bit of a – he's just an unlucky guy who
– he got caught up.
Yes. With not the, very smart.
No, not at all.
Unlucky. Just thinks that he – yeah.
And he gets 100%. Carried away and then if my memory serves, that's why he's in England because he had to run away.
He can't talk himself out of anything.
Because he stole money from like a –
Borrowed, and then circumstances arose that he could. But he's the character that is in most movies that you just look at and go, how have you got this far?
Then he lands back in that circumstance many, many years later, and people have not forgotten about him.
No, because all those debts are still hanging
around.
That's
right, still outstanding. People still want parts of him. Mm. Now, I have to say, I like to watch a movie over two nights.
I'll do
a massive intermission.
No, I'm going to put in a massive intermission wherever I feel like it.
I watched the whole thing in one go.
Oh.
It didn't outstay its welcome. That it was does just long enough me. And it was fun. It was really, really
that
fun.
That surprised me because I challenged that attention span myself. And so the fact you could do that is worth applauding.
I mean, I was making the massaman beef curry that we're that's what I was doing. Great. So I was doing stuff. I wasn't on my phone. chopping things ready for the curry. Do you want this Australian quiz?
Oh, please.
All right, so this quiz, thanks to ChatGPT, a 1980s Australian television quiz, 10 questions but with a bonus, and then either bonus, bonus, so there are 12 questions. This is all multiple choice, but you don't need the multiple choice, believe you me.
Okay.
Which long-running Australian soap opera premiered in 1985?
85?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's either Neighbours or Home and Away.
They are two of the options.
I'll say Neighbours.
Yeah, Neighbours. Which Australian TV series was set in the fictional town of Wandon Valley? Oh, it's a hard one. So hard.
That would be a Country Practice.
The options were The Flying Doctor's, Country Practice, Prisoner, or Blue Heelers. But that's not from the 80s, so
no,
it's pretty obvious.
Wasn't it? No, Rafferty's Rules was in the 80s.
Oh, that's the guy from Rafferty's Rules?
Yes, and then he went, oh.
I've just made a connection. You know when you're driving
around. A light globe went across above her head. If you were here with me, you could watch it.
You know when you're driving through Sydney and you're like, oh, I've just connected two parts of Sydney that in my head were completely compartmentalized.
Now I realize there's a road between them. Who'd have thunk it?
Just did it. Okay, which children's program featured the characters so easy? Big Ted, Little Ted, Jemima, Humpty, and the host in the toy room. What's a toy room? I don't remember the toy room.
Same anyway. Show that had the square window and the round window.
What was your favorite window?
The arch.
Yeah, okay, correct.
What was that? What?
Play School.
Play School.
Turning 60 this year.
I think Benita's been there the whole time.
Well, my favorites were Benita, Noni, and John.
Yes.
That'll put me in the
right. Yeah, no, well, I mean, they were the only ones
were all there a very long time. What was the name of the popular Australian prison drama? I'm not even going to bother saying any more of that. Do you want me to say?
ChatGPT doesn't go too
They're
deep
not
into
hard.
These.
They're not
no,
hard.
No, that would be Prisoner.
The other options were Cop Shop, which I think was a show.
70s.
Carson's Law?
Law, legal. That's where
that
Lorraine Bailey went after the Sullivans. She went to Carson's Law. It was on Channel 10.
Bellbird?
Oh, that was 70s, if not 60s. Okay. Bellbird was like number 96. They're shows that I didn't watch because I was
too
young.
You just know the name.
I just, my nana watched them.
My nana watched the Golden Girls. Which Australian medical drama focused on doctors providing healthcare in remote rural communities using aircraft?
That would be Royal Flying Doctor Service.
Was there such a show? Because obviously they had GP, Flying Doctors, A Country Practice. Oh, yeah, no, there were doctors in there. And The Young Doctors. Was there a show called The Young Doctors?
Young Doctors was the same time as Cop Shop, so it was 70s as well.
Okay. This question is too easy, so I'm going to try and reword it. Which show, children's show, had a co-host that was a dog? And what was that dog's name?
I might have already answered this question.
Yes, you did. You absolutely did.
That would be Woodrow.
Woodrow, that's right. Do you remember they remade it? Like they brought Simon Townsend's Wonderworld back. I think it was in the 90s, and that's where Katrina Rowntree started.
No.
Yeah. I'm thinking early 90s, early
Katrina
to mid maybe.
Katrina Rowntree was on Triple J.
Was she really? She doesn't seem that cool.
No. When I heard that, I went, no, you weren't. I'm sure you weren't.
Interesting.
Do you know your favourite?
Yeah. Which one of my favourites?
Now, I'm going to say this, and then as I'm saying let's not check it, anyone.
No,
anyway,
don't
it's
check.
Just between Lair and me.
Yeah.
Your favourite Angela Turns
was the
assistant to Richard Wilkins when he did MTV on Channel 9 for half an hour at 5 o'clock every weekday afternoon.
That was every weekday?
Half an hour.
Yeah. Wow. I can see that.
Angela
I can see
Turns.
Her doing that.
Because she then went to Triple J as well.
Yes, she was on Triple J. Then
but before that, she was
did a stint at UE
on MTV.
Wow,
she was so cool.
She's so cool.
So cool.
Do you remember that? Oh, I can't remember what it was called, but she did a podcast. I want to say maybe 2008, like ages ago, with Wendy Harmer.
That was hilarious.
Both of them had, I don't think, had been on radio for a while.
They'd both lost their jobs.
That's right.
Because she was fired from not Nova. It had a funny name.
Oh, it was it was the equivalent of Smooth. It was what Smooth is.
But it folded.
I can't remember what it was called.
And Angelica Turns had finished it because TUE fired all their people and went to Rubbish Radio.
No, Rubbish Radio was later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, and but they did a stuff
funny
together.
Podcast.
And then they did a show for a while and they did summer fill ins. And at one point they were doing a little stint on news radio.
Really?
I heard them fill in a couple of times. Hilarious whenever I heard them.
I wonder if that podcast still exists. I'm going to have a look for it because that was funny. I could listen to them all again, fresh episodes in my mind because my memory's been wiped. Which Australian music television program became famous for showcasing music videos and interviews with local and international artists?
Well, it wasn't Rage because it was just videos, and it wasn't Video Hits because it was just videos.
These are also two options. There's one big one. It's the big one. It's the big one that was still around in some of the 80s. I don't think this show was still around in the late 90s.
Oh, Countdown.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
There's a show here called Sounds Unlimited.
Sounds was with Donny Sutherland on Channel 7 on a Sunday morning. It wasn't cool because I think it was targeted at people cooler than me who were older than me. I was primary school.
Oh, right.
And I felt it was targeted at.
I don't know.
Like, teenagers.
Donny Sutherland, I don't know him either. I'm going to Google this bloke. Not now, though, because who was the host of Countdown?
Molly.
And do you remember?
And Gavin Woods.
There was a host towards the end, Tanya.
No, that was Countdown Revolution.
Oh, Countdown
when it
Revolution.
Came back, Tanya Lacey and
that's
Mark
it.
Little.
Oh,
and then
the guy who was on Today FM.
No.
It wasn't him, Mark.
No, Mark Little was in Neighbours' Mrs. Mangle's son or something.
Okay.
But there were a number of hosts.
Yeah.
For.
They mixed it up. It was kind of like Top of the Pops kind of thing. Maybe.
Well, Countdown was like that. But when it came back and it was Saturday mornings or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they changed the hosts every year. I mean, it was about 3 years or something.
Yeah, wasn't long.
Dylan Lewis, I think, did it for a year.
Oh, really? That might have been where he got his recovery moment.
Mm.
Which sketch comedy show starred Marianne Faye and Mark Mitchell?
That was the one on Channel 10, Comedy Company.
Yeah.
And
do you want to guess the year?
Glenn Robbins.
That's right. He was Colin Carpenter.
Colin Carpenter.
What year do you reckon it started?
'86, '87. Okay,
that was a big show.
Oh yeah, because it and Fast Forward. I think Fast Forward might have been the year before.
Yeah, that was on 7, wasn't it? Channel 7.
And then the big gig was on the ABC.
Yes.
So it depended on which one
older
you watch.
People.
It had Andrew Denton. It had Roy Nash G. Were on that.
Oh yeah.
It had Gene Kitson.
Oh
and
yeah.
Wendy Harmer.
Oh, she was on that.
So they were on that. So there were names on all three of them.
Yeah, big names.
Mm.
Which Australian TV series based on novels by Paul Jennings did not air during the 80s? What's the point of this question? Do you remember a show from the 90s that was based on Paul Jennings shows from the ABC?
I'm going to say I was at uni then.
They
so I was probably
lived
out of
in
the-
a lighthouse. It was a family.
Oh, Around the Twist.
Yeah.
I remember that it was on and I remember thinking, that's not for me.
Yeah, fair enough. I watched it. Yeah, have you ever felt like this? Bonus question, number one, because I've got my own. Which Australian TV program from the 80s is credited with launching the acting careers of Kylie Minogue, Jason Donovan, Guy Pearce? That's an easy one.
That would be Neighbours.
Okay, so the bonus question is, I need 5 singles from Neighbours, previous Neighbours cast members, but you can only say a song from
an artist once
or twice if it's really difficult, if you're struggling.
Craig McLaughlin's Mona.
Yes.
Natalie Imbruglia's Torn.
Yes.
Jason Donovan's Sealed with a Kiss.
That's it.
Or Kylie, Bella Delina.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, just a good first one came to mind. Now, last one. I'm trying to think of the Holly Valance song.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I don't know what it was.
Do you want to? Okay. I know the name of it. It was called Kiss Kiss.
I was going to say, was it Kiss?
But there's somebody else that I thought of. Was the Eurovision this year? Was the Australian entrant for Eurovision? Can you think of any of her songs?
I'm having a mental blank, which is stupid. Oh, Delta.
Delta.
Of course, Delta.
The Deltas,
Oh, I should be able to think of a Delta song.
Well, you got the Holly Valance.
Born
didn't.
To.
Oh, the one I was thinking. Yeah,
Born to Shine? Born to Run? Born to.
I was lost without you. That was the one I was thinking of. All I know. See, ChatGPT did all of the work, but my question was better.
Oh, far better. Far better.
Far better. Gary, on that note, it's time for us to eat this thing. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.